Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market update. And looking at the markets, we saw a weak day for most of the grain markets. Stocks turned lower, but we did see gold move higher. May corn finished at 633 and a half. That's up 3.5. We had traded as low as 623 and a quarter, so we did see a good solid recovery in corn. July corn at 611 and a half was up a quarter cent. December new crop at 554 was down 2.75. We did see China back in buying 136,000 tons of old crop corn, so that brings their total purchases now to about 2.4 million tons. So we should see a very good export sales number for corn tomorrow. I would keep in mind the fact that they do purchase this doesn't necessarily mean they'll take it, and China does have a track record of canceling purchases down the road. So it is possible that they're just buying coverage to make sure they get the South American crop that they need. So we'll see how that works out. May soybeans at 1448 and a half, down 18 and a half. July soybeans at 1425 and a quarter, down 23 and a quarter. November beans 1273 and a quarter, down 22 and three quarters. May soybean oil 54.58, down 166. Meal 451.50, down 910. Wheat was also lower. May wheat at 662 and three quarters, down 20 and a half. May Kansas City at 811 and three quarters, down 8.5. There are some concerns about weather conditions in the southern plains, and we should be getting some first yield estimates out on that tomorrow. May wheat in Minneapolis at 833 and three quarters was down 12. May rice at 1722 was down 5. Cotton did a little better today. May cotton at 7828 was up 43. July at 7889 up 44. And December at 7981 up 27. Again, mixed economic ideas have pushed cotton back to the lower end of the range, but we are seeing a little bit of buying support. June live cattle, 156.05, that was down 10. We had traded as low as 154.37 earlier in the session. The noontime report did show choice cutouts moving up a couple of dollars. They had dropped $10 a hundredweight over the last 2 weeks, and that had pressured packer margins and the futures. But seeing this, that was a nice reversal off the lows. May feeders at 198.85 were down 70. Hogs continue to struggle, 89.15. That's down 220 on the June contract. The lifetime low on that is 87.67, which actually happened on the first day of trade back in December of 2021 on this. So we are getting very close to that life of contract low that's been in place for the existence of the entire contract, really. May milk at 18.65, down 21. May orange juice 240.45, up 195. Crude oil 70.15, up about 50 cents. We are noticeably off the best levels of the day, but we are still positive. May diesel at 259.44, that's up a couple of cents a gallon. May unleaded at 253.93, up about 3.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas for May at 233 was down 16, or about 6.25%. And we're getting fairly close to a life of contract low with that as well. June gold at $19.94.40, up $36.10. May silver at $23.11, up 69 cents. The dollar was noticeably lower. And even though the Fed hiked rates, I think the idea is right now that we're going to see rates in the United Kingdom. Certainly, they had a very bad inflation number this morning. And across the Eurozone, actually going higher, and that would make the dollar stronger. Moving on to stocks. Dow Jones Industrial Average did not like Mr. Powell's speech at the end of the by the end of the day. During the report and the release, the market actually moved nicely higher. We were up more than 1%. However, through his press conference and as the market began to realize that, yes, he did cut the amount of hikes down to 25 basis points this time, where 2 weeks ago it was looking to be 50. He still says the Fed is going to be vigilant, and there are now new concerns that he raised about credit conditions tightening, which would be disinflationary and recessionary. The market teed off on those, and we finished the day near the lowest levels of the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,030. That's down 530, or 1.6%. S&P 500, 3935. That's down 67, or down 1.68%. And we finished almost a little more than 100 points off the best levels of the day there. NASDAQ Composite lower as well, 11,669, down 190 points, or about 1.6%. Interest rates moved sharply lower. The 2-year at 392 is down 24 basis points. The 10-year at 343, down 18 basis points. And the 30-year at 364, down 8 basis points. So again, we see more volatility. We should be getting, we will be getting the prospective planting report on March 31st. That will be the next big piece of news for the agricultural markets. Make sure to join us for live coverage. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but somewhat chilly Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.